It's a hands-down classic. That's really what you got to say about it. We're talking about Boat Builders is phenomenal. From February 25th, 1938. It's amazing that the Technicolor was actually as good as up to what it was at that point, so that every cartoon actually felt that it was more animated, more realistic than the early, you know, I want to say 30s, but like more like late 20s, you know, shorts that they ended up doing, whether it was Silly Symphonies or the Mickey Mouse cartoons. So, Boat Builders is an animated short film produced by Walt Disney, distributed by RKO Radio Pictures, and released, like I said, February 25th. The film was directed by Ben Sharpstein and animated by, do strongly apologize if I can't pronounce this correctly, Frenchier de Trimledon. Gonna go with that. All right, so then a couple of other people to follow, like, you know, Chuck Couch, Eddie Strickland, Clyde Giromini, Paul Shatterfield, Archie Robin, Don Patterson, Louis Schmidt. There's a lot of people that worked on this film, hands down, but phenomenal. Walt Disney Pictures, RKO Radio Pictures, 7 minutes. Pretty good. It's just fun to see everybody talk about whether it's Donald and Goofy, Goofy and Mickey, Mickey and Donald. It's just having them all together is just a blast. Because you get the different personalities mixed up, and you know they're all best friends at the end of the day. So basically what Boat Builders is in this short, you have Mickey, Donald, and Goofy attempt to literally build a boat, which they name Queen Minnie. And it is literally made out of these fold-out parts that say all you need to do is put it together, and even a child could do it, essentially. So they have many problems throughout this entire journey, and it is funny as hell because they are trying to put this boat together, but the boat is literally fighting with them and constantly just creating antics, and it's a mess. I mean, it's no real reason, any authentic way to build a boat, so it fits the cartoon mold completely. So they encounter so many problems. Donald paints, you know, the rubber, which keeps getting turned by Mickey and Goofy, thinking the forehead is actually a woman. So that's funny as hell. I'm sorry, the rudder. I don't know why I said rubber. I do apologize. The rudder of the boat, which would be like where the mermaid on the, see the tip of the boat, you got the mermaid turn like left or right and all that kind of stuff. So you have that aspect. You have also the gear itself that is propelling the boat, the back flap turning. So it's like three stooges going back and forth essentially and having at it when trying to build this entire thing. So they're pretty much, their maiden voyage turns out to be their last. Hands down, it sucks. They literally get, I don't know, I want to say like less than a mile, and then the boat literally comes and falls apart after they finally built it together. And Goofy falls in love with the figurehead, which is, he thinks is an actual woman, funny enough, and it's just, it works. It works very well. Donald with his anger, Mickey with trying to make sure everything's actually right, and Goofy just being Goofy of himself. They are literally three guys is literally trying to build the most difficult boat in history. So that's what makes it really fun. So the boat ends up collapsing as she sets for sail. Like 50-50, it just happens. Minnie hits the champagne bottle to pretty much christen the boat, and the boat literally falls to shit. It's fun. It's just as simple as that. It's a good story. It's quick. It's 7 minutes. You pick it up. The cartoon itself, there's antics that are involved. The color's beautiful if you watch it in color. It's just fun. It's a nice cartoon, and it's silly because everywhere you turn, something's going wrong. There's not a dull moment in this cartoon. So they blame Mickey tremendously for this particular reason for the boat collapsing because of the champagne bottle. So it's fun. As for the release of this film, you know what? It came out in 1938, the original theatrical release. God, it was featured in so many different cartoons. I'm just going to run through it really quick. I think the Mickey Mouse Club, it was episode 3.24 in 1957. 1972, the Mouse Factory. 1981, Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck Cartoon Collection Volume 3 on VHS. Good Morning Mickey, Classic Cartoons Mickey and the Gang. The Magical World of Disney, Mickey's Happy Valentine Special. Mickey's Mouse Tracks, Donald's Quack Attack, The Ink and the Paint Club. Mickey Mouse in Living Color, and reissued with the 2D version of Meet the Robinsons, and of course the most recent would be Have a Laugh in 2011, episode number 25. So it made its mark in history for it to be constantly brought into every generation. Granted, there was this, like, I want to say a minimum of 6-year gap. Sounds about right. An average of 6-year gap between when each of these parts were released into these different video segments. So whether you had the Ink and the Pay Club and you had Mickey Mouse in Living Color, you essentially got the same cartoon. I recall remembering it on Quack Pack and also Have a Laugh. Have a Laugh was really, I want to say, the first time I remembered it as much, but I actually caught it on TMC Classic. They did a special about a couple of Mickey Mouse shorts, and these were included. So the Turner Movie Classics, from the Disney Vault, is what I recently have watched it on, which is, you know, recorded anyway. So it's a really hard time to actually get that. But that's it, guys. I mean, that's our short review for today. That is Boat Builders from 1938. I tell you, it is an all-time favorite. It is a deep classic. And for anybody that's a fan of fishing or being on boats and also Mickey Mouse and Disney as a whole, you'll definitely love it. So definitely check it out, guys. All right, we'll see you next week for another Major Opinion.